This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. It's 7:04 Friday morning. It's going to be a good day and a solid weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll hit the buttons you need. He's not in here, but I got this.
Oh, you're going to run the montage? I'm going to do this thing first. Why don't you go over and figure out where they are?
I'm ready. Don't worry.
This part of the show is brought to you by the Discover Card. Game of Thrones Live. Call now if you want tickets. Oh, he's here, Vinny. Oh, bummer. You won't be able to. Vinny was going to run the montage.
I had it for you, but, you know, it's cool since you're back.
Thanks, Vin. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Not to have somebody stepping in when I'm gone.
Game of Thrones Live featuring Ramin Djawadi. It's coming to the SAP Center in San Jose about a year from now, September 8th, 2018. An all-new stage, all-new video, all-new production. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And you can be our guest at the show if you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll instantly win a pair of tickets to Game of Thrones Live. Discover Card alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
It is Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, yeah. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Woo! Not till I walk in. Oh. Make it rain on them hoes.
Hoes!
Some with it's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks. I'm coming. California.
Nobody can say no.
Nobody can say no.
Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no.
No eating something. Oh.
Awesome.
You're bringing back all the hits.
Awesome.
I'm so awesome, y'all know. Oh, here you go, Hooman. Show Avicii I was cool. When I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do.
What just happened?
Is that it? That felt good.
Farting?
Well, he says, F it, it was something to do. So I always say, it was something to do. Friday. Feels good. Saturday Night Live comes back this weekend.
Yeah.
Do I have a sponsor? No. Very excited about this. 43rd season. Jay-Z is the musical performer and Ryan Gosling is going to host the show.
There was some clip out yesterday that they were, Gosling couldn't get in the NBC building. What's it, 30 Rockefeller?
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't click on it, but.
Was it like a just a promo for the show?
Yeah.
Yep. That guy can get in anywhere.
Yeah, he can.
Okay, so today in movie theaters.
You like that guy?
I do.
Oh, Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know why. Like, just to look at him, he's kind of like lanky and awkward looking. But man, you watch The Notebook, you're like, I am in love with him.
Forget about The Notebook. Who saw that?
Everybody.
Nobody saw that.
Everybody.
The Driver is a movie where you go, Jesus, that guy, he's actually a really good actor. He can hold the camera without talking. And no one pulls that. Most people get all twitchy or they got to have a cigarette or something. And he's just
stands
cool.
There.
He's just hanging.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, that's pretty good. I would feel obligated to make a face.
Mm.
you know.
Not if you're getting paid millions.
Well,
you can hold it.
Millions of dollars, Vinny. Hold that face.
Nobody can pull it, but
just
he
look right in the camera.
Does. I can't.
Is he looking like right to the side of the camera?
No, he
like
just
barely?
Has some scenes where he's there's not a lot of dialogue, and he's still cool. He pulls it and actually holds your attention, and I was impressed by it. Even though I don't want to like him. He's too handsome. He gets all the ladies. It's not fair.
I know you don't want to see The Notebook, but you should watch it. That is
I will
a,
never
that
watch
is a
that.
Great effing movie.
So good.
It ain't over. Oh, turn it up.
Don't. You're screwing me up.
It still isn't over.
Next thing you know, I'm going to start proposing to people. You need to keep that away from me.
That's why you got to watch it.
No
it's
way.
The beautiful story of their life.
You would cry, Vinny.
Oh, man. You
if
would,
you're crying at those silly buckets. Little Pixar
it's the
movies
most
or
touching
whatever.
Movie. It's
how
so great.
Dare
oh,
you.
How dare you.
And who's the guy who plays him when he's old in that? What's that guy's name?
Oh,
the older dude from the PI
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, not James Cameron.
No,
Rockefeller.
James, no, James.
James Garner.
James Garner. Garner
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, so good. Oh, and
Hooman's girl.
And Hooman's girl.
Jenna Rollins.
Jenna Rollins plays her as old lady.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing with the
Notebook. I don't need to.
No, I'm going to tell you. So
know,
they're old.
Do
people.
It. Force it down.
They're old.
Take it, Vinny.
He's a man.
Get him!
I think they used to like run the retirement home, or he runs it or something, but his you don't realize that they're together. Spoiler alert for the 25-year-old movie or whatever. And she has dementia.
Who does?
Jenna Rollins.
Oh.
Jenna, yeah.
Old, what's the girl's name? Damn it.
You
Rachel
don't, you
McAdams.
Do not know
Rachel
this
McAdams.
Story.
Rachel
You've never
McAdams.
Even seen this movie.
Stop it. I've seen it twice. Rachel McAdams is older, older self. And then they've written down the story of how they met in a notebook. She wrote it all down, and he reads it to her. And so they're acting the whole thing out as they how they got together and the whole thing with their whole
was
life.
Was it on Facebook? Did they meet on Facebook?
No.
Was it Tinder? Did
it
they both swipe right?
I think
right?
they met like in the 60s or 50s.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, probably the 50s. And so he's reading her the thing, and then at the I won't tell you the whole thing, but
I don't need to
oh,
know
damn.
Anymore.
So oh, damn.
When are you
going to so
watch
good.
It?
I'm
you
never
watch
going
it.
To watch it.
It's so, no. Vladimir Putin.
Putin.
So awesome.
Busy with my, whoever that guy is, videos.
707 and 415 both say Crazy Stupid Love. I love
that
movie.
That's a great movie, too.
Oh, he's so hot.
Fantastic.
What? How? What? Now we're just naming love stories?
No, that's a great. You'd love
Why
that.
Why are you afraid of love?
Steve Carell is in that yeah. one, and who's
and
the girl
Emma
in
Stone.
That one? Emma Stone.
They reunited for that tennis movie.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, Battle of the Sexes.
Okay, today in movie right. theaters, not only is American Made in there,
hey.
The new Tom Cruise,
which no one likes.
Well, it got 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's got really good ratings.
Both of you said it was awful.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was awful.
You gave
I said
it a
it was,
one and a half
86%.
And a 2.75.
Yeah, I gave it 2.75. It was
it got
Scott
3 out of 4
it.
Stars in USA Today.
Wow.
It's
anyway,
a good history lesson.
American Made is in theaters today.
It's not exciting. It's flat. It's long.
There's something called Till Death Do Us Part. That I'm reading the you don't care about that one. And then there's believe me, I'm reading the thing and forget it. She falls in love with Tay Diggs and no. Sounds great. And then there's a remake of Flatliners. Now those of us yeah. who have been alive for half a century.
Was that Kiefer Sutherland mm-hmm. and
Julia
Roberts.
And
Jesus.
And a few I know, oh my God, we're so old. So there were a few other pretty big stars in that, even at the time. They're remaking it, and now it's, let's see.
I remember liking Flatliners.
Ellen Page.
Yeah,
me too.
Ellen Page, the girl who played Juno, she's I think, the main character. She and four other medical students take turns stopping their hearts to trigger a near-death experience, get a glimpse of the afterlife, and each trip gets more dangerous. They delay their revival time. They're haunted by visions from the other side. The chick from Vampire Diaries, who, I just love her. She's so beautiful. Her name's Nina Dobrev, and she's one of the chicks in this. And then there's a few other people that you've never heard of.
Well, and Kiefer Sutherland comes back to this.
Oh, does he do a cameo?
Well, it says he's one of the stars, so I'm thinking he's doing more than just that.
And the fact that they're remaking Flatliners after all this time brings us to our game. It's time to play a game.
Woo!
Vinny, this game is called Yes or BS. I'll tell you the movie.
Is this for $5? What is this for?
Motorboat.
Is that what you'd like?
Oh, do I get it? Do I get that?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
It's Friday, after all.
I always look to see what I have on. Is it worth it?
I'll tell you the movie, and you tell me yes or BS that was a remake. True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis was a remake. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes, it was a remake.
All right.
That's 1 point for you.
Dive in.
The first Godfather movie with Al Pacino and Marlon Brando was a remake.
No.
That is correct!
Wait, how many does he need to get right?
3 out of 4.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 4 out of 5. He's doing great so far.
Yes.
The Wizard of Oz with Judy Garland was a remake.
The Wizard of
the
Oz?
The Wizard of Oz.
Let me just ask a question. Hooman, do you know the answer to that? You don't have to give it to me. I'm just curious.
I don't know it for sure, but I'm assuming I know the answer.
You think you have the answer? Okay. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Well, I was
going
to.
Don't.
I'm just curious if this is like people are all, oh my God, you're so dumb. How could you not know that?
Can I just tell you one
thing?
No.
Yeah, well, he could.
No, he can't.
God, I don't. You guys are just really not.
Don't.
We want.
I turned
you'll feel better about it if you.
Don't.
If you win it on your own merit. The Wizard of Oz with Judy Garland was a remake. Yes or BS?
BS.
It was a remake.
Oh, from when?
I didn't think it was.
There was something like 10 movie versions before the famous ones hit the
in 1939?
Yeah.
It came out in 1939.
I know, and there were like 10 makings of it before that.
I find that hard to
believe. I didn't. I would have got that one wrong, too.
What were they, like pictures that people had to flip through?
Yeah, like even those card books.
The
where yeah.
stop motion, whatever that is.
10 of them?
Ready?
No.
Oh, I got one more? Okay.
Two more. You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan was a remake.
Yes.
That is correct, Vincent! It was based on a movie from 1940 called The Shop Around the Corner.
All right.
Obviously, they updated it and added the internet.
Yeah.
And finally, if you get this one right, you get motorboated. Meet the Parents with Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro.
Remake.
It was a remake, Vincent!
Yes!
It was an indie film that came out in 1992.
I'm getting the hat backwards. That, I always blow that. I leave the hat on, and then I get the bill, and I can't reach the boobs.
Happy
I'm so
Friday.
All he's right.
You should
him.
Be what?
Happy it Friday.
Happy HR Nightmare Friday, everybody. You can watch the show at radioalice.com/watch.
Yuzette's blushing.
She does
so
look a little
funny.
Pink.
It's the first time you've ever grabbed him. It's actually fuck good. I go, okay.
All right.
That's a good show.
Maybe we'll have to do that from now on, Vinny. Instead of me moving him around, you could just move him for
all
me.
All right.
Are they heavy?
No.
No? Try carrying him around all day.
Yeah, I mean, they're still supported entirely by you.
A few years ago, there was talk of doing a Die Hard movie that acts as both a sequel and a prequel featuring the Bruce Willis character.
I loved Die Hard so much. I'll still watch that again
How many
and
of them
again.
There were a few of those,
I think
right?
there were three, but...
No, there's five, I think.
Oh!
Let me double check. There's at least four.
So
the one where it ends up... Was it... Who's the bad guy in the last one? Was it...
Six. There's six Die Hard
oh,
movies.
Oh, my God. Of course there are.
The last one was in 2013, A Good Day to Die Hard.
Oh, you know what? I like that one.
You did?
Yeah, that's the one with the kid, the Mac kid, the Apple guy. Remember the commercials with the Mac or PC?
Oh, Justin
PC?
Long?
Yeah, Justin Long was in it, right?
No, that one was not the last one. That one was Live Free or Die Hard, I think, with Timothy Oliphant.
Huh.
Who's with me?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I'm lost.
There are six apparently, in the franchise.
The one you're talking about is 2007, Vinny.
Oh, okay. But he was in one of them.
Yeah. Justin Long was in that one. Live Free or Die Hard. Go ahead, back to you, Sarah.
Thank you. It's okay. I mean, I don't... Nothing I have to say is actually of any importance over here. I'm talking about Die Hard, for God's sake.
What are you talking about?
Die Hard. A few years ago, there was some talk of doing a Die Hard movie that would be a sequel and a prequel featuring the Bruce Willis character, John McClane, in the present and back when he was a young cop in the 1970s. And it is now apparently happening. Len Wiseman, he's one of the stars. It looks like he has directed the Underworld movies.
Oh,
he's the director.
How interesting. He's not a great director.
Oh, burn.
Oh, that's too bad. Haven't they made like 20 of those Underworld movies? People seem to like them. Anyway, he's taking the responsibility, finding the right actor to play young Bruce Willis, the young McClane, very seriously. He says, the right casting for this role is crucial. Those bare feet have some very, very big shoes to fill.
Well, he's right about that.
Bruce Willis would obviously be back to play present day McClane. He's 62. He was 33 when the first Die Hard came out in 1988.
Well, that's the film that broke him in film, right?
Oh, is it?
He was a TV star on Moonlighting for a while there. But Die Hard, I think, was his first blockbuster.
Right. That does sounds like that would be about the right time, too. Early 30s. Sing it.
I don't really know. I'm looking up the people that they're considering to play the young Bruce Willis.
Oh, they better get that right.
Josh Hutcherson. What do you think of him?
Who's he?
Was he in Lost?
He was not. Josh Hutcherson played. He's on The Hunger Games.
Oh, was he? Oh.
He plays Peter.
Oh, no.
Her friend.
No, PETA.
PETA.
No. Nope.
Yeah, that is. That's who it is.
No good. Who else?
Nicholas Holt. He was Jennifer Lawrence's ex-girlfriend. He's in all the porno shots with her from the Celebrity Jihad.
Oh.
Well, he sounds interesting.
He's Beast in the...
I think we only see his hand in those photos.
Yeah.
What's happening?
We're singing Beyonce. So SNL is coming back this weekend.
Oh, great.
And last fall, and you know what's so funny about this is I have actually found myself thinking about this sketch from time to time. Like, I don't really, you know, very few. It was so stupid, too. I don't know why I've thought about it, but it was just such a weird sketch. And it's so funny. Tom Hanks was the host, and he starred in this really weird Halloween sketch on Saturday Night Live as he played David S. Pumpkins, a random character on like a haunted elevator ride. And it was and apparently it became a thing online. Like, I feel like I've thought about this a few times. Maybe I've seen it. And NBC is now going to make an animated David S. Pumpkins Halloween special with Tom Hanks doing the voice. It's going to actually air October 28th, which I think is the Saturday night before Halloween, or possibly the Friday. Here's the actual sketch.
Do you want to set it up? Do you remember anything about it?
It's supposed to be a haunted ride, and these people are sitting on the ride, and every time the elevator doors open, it's like a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always this hairy ass pumpkins guy and all these weird other characters, dancing skeletons, recall.
Yeah, and Tom Hanks plays some character that they don't understand.
They're like, why is this guy here? Who's he supposed to be? Okay.
Well, what's happening?
They're
dancing.
It's totally stupid and not scary. I think that's... I don't know if that's the point of it, that it's just not...
The Ring Girl.
Okay. Anyway,
that's going to be a thing?
Somehow going to be a thing.
What kind of thing?
An animated thing that's going to air on October 28th.
All right.
The David Pumpkins Halloween special. David S. Pumpkins, they call him in this. He didn't say the S in there. Anyway, it's just weird sketch.
It reminds me of that ride at Disneyland. I went down there to help premiere. The way it goes in the elevator and it opens the door and you see stuff and then it shuts and drops.
Drop. So you're getting scared visually and your body's getting thrown all around.
Yeah.
May Musk.
Oh.
Me?
May.
Couldn't be.
May.
Then who?
May.
Yes, you.
May Musk is Elon Musk's mom.
Oh,
and Hooman knows her.
Oh, Hooman.
She is the new face of CoverGirl.
I love that.
Did she say anything about Hooman in her interview?
She didn't mention him. It's weird.
Huh.
She is 69 years old. She's actually been a model her whole
69.
Life.
69.
She's appeared on everything from the cover of Time magazine to a Beyonce video, a Special K cereal box.
She was in a Beyonce video?
Apparently. Huh. She is a mother of three, grandmother of 10, boasts two master's degree in dietetics and nutritional science. And I guess she just signed with some new agency, and now she is the face of new face of CoverGirl.
One of
the faces. I know, it's great. I knew that Hooman would be excited. He spent a whole night with me
last week. That Ayesha Curry is also a new face.
Right.
I'm gonna post a picture of me and May on my Instagram.
Okay.
Me and May. Me.
She says, "It just shows. Never give up." Sarah.
Never back
down. Oh, even at 69, keep trying.
There's no throwing in the towel.
Oh, no, the towel's getting
thrown.
There's
no matching sweatsuits with puppies on the front.
Oh, no, that's happening.
No.
She wouldn't be caught dead in one of those.
Who, May Musk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine for her. She's clearly got it all together. That is not me. I can't wait to just kick back on the couch with some bonbons, short hair, and a matching tracksuit. I'm living for those days.
As your husband leaves you.
No, my God. He's into it, too. Yesterday, we were looking at pictures.
He's into it, too.
He goes, look how cute your hair was there. It's really short. I go, do not say that, because I will. It was so much easier.
It
was, I don't know.
Not the first
not
haircut.
Not the super short and not the first haircut.
Oh, so he's saying, go get a trim. Your bangs are long. There's no question.
They're way too long.
You clearly don't.
I had to curl them this morning to keep them from totally being in my eyes.
Right.
Oh, I thought they seemed a little curly.
So what's the thing? You just don't want to get a haircut?
It takes time.
It does take time.
I have scissors in the office.
Bring them in. I'll trim my bangs.
Don't
right
do
now.
It. No, don't do it.
We'll wait for the next break.
She's really done that before. Don't do it.
I know that. That's why.
It actually would be a relief.
Just make an appointment. Pick up your phone. You know how you
remind me in the break, and I'll text my girl.
I was thinking Juan can make it the clip of the day or something, you know?
Oh, me cutting my hair?
Yeah.
I'm down with that. I'm fine.
One of these days,
though. It takes you 2 seconds.
It'll actually, it makes it so that I don't have to go for a haircut for another month.
I'll bring clippers and shave your head. That would be awesome.
On our last day on the air, let's do that.
You'd be into that?
I would do that. On our last day on the air, you shave my head.
All right.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't save that.
You've never had a shaved head?
No.
Oh, you'd love it.
Oh, I bet I would. I'll tell you, I was never as happy as when I didn't have a lot of hair.
Anyone would love it. The feeling of just like, whoa, I'm just, plus here's
then,
me.
And then, so, you know, when we're fired or whatever, give us some notice so that we can do this bit
plan
on the
out
air.
The
we can
plan, head out, shaving.
Plan out the head shaving thing.
David,
you just
you're
clip
listening
off all my hair and then it'll grow back gray and I can put on my, oh my God, and I'll get like a puppy
tracksuit.
Like, no, like a kitten playing with a ball of string, but the ball of string's down on my leg, like the string. Oh, that's the tracksuit for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, that would be so funny. I totally want to do that. Okay.
Let's hope it's a long ways
away.
Let's
hope this job never ends. Finny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'm going to do a story about Roberta Gonzalez. As we have her coming up, I thought I'd sort of preface it with a story about her National Coffee Day today. You can get some free coffee.
All right.
You know where to go, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Roberta Gonzalez. She's doing her last day at KPIX, et cetera, today before she starts a whole new chapter in her life. She's forming a production company. She wants to do her own show.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. So Vin's going to talk about her in a minute. She's going to visit us in the 8 o'clock hour. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. She's got an excellent show. She picks the music here. She goes to all the concerts, and you can keep in touch on our website at radioalice.com.
She has Coldplay tickets at 4:05 today.
See? There's so much stuff.
Yep.
Hard to keep up. Go to radioalice.com and listen to her all the time.
Jane,
right here.
Jane, you're playing game call.
Okay, here's what's happening. We'll begin with Roberta Gonzalez. She's now, she's been the weather person at KPIX for many years. And after 21 years, she's leaving KPIX, our sister station, the TV station upstairs. Yeah. They think they're better than us. They're not. But
just
because
you're on a higher floor doesn't make you better than us.
That's just an aside. I just wanted to mention that real quick. You're not better than us, KPIX.
TV people. They just think they're so much better than everyone else.
Cool. Anyway, she's also been on KCBS radio for a long time, too. And after 21 years of chasing storms, Roberta Gonzalez has announced she's leaving CBS to start her own television production company. So I guess today is going to be her last day. She's going to come in and talk to us after 8 o'clock for a minute or two. She's going to be doing a tour, though, so.
Yeah.
The goodbye tour.
Well, they already did one this morning. There was a montage they did of her.
On the news?
Yeah. Mm.
Roberta has announced she's following her dream of launching Roberta Gonzalez Productions, where she hopes to produce a travel show with local and national distribution beginning in January.
How exciting.
Congratulations.
Yay.
She's also going to be doing a children's book that she hopes to have out by Christmas.
Oh, how exciting.
I can see that. You know, Christmas or kids' books are a good one. Is great.
Mm-hmm.
What you find out, though, as you read a good kid's book is they're so simple.
Almost the simpler, the better.
Right. But if you read a bad kid's book, you go, oh, wow. There is a difference. They're not as easy as you think, but they're simple. What did that producer say to
Bono?
Franti?
Said, simple is clever, and clever is stupid.
Right.
So it's not that, though.
Something like that.
Tell her that when she walks in so she knows.
You tell her. I'm not telling her.
I didn't even remember. Anyway, so today is going to be her last day at KPIX, and we wish her absolutely all the best of luck with Roberta Gonzalez Productions.
She is a ray of sunshine.
She's awesome.
Woman.
And again, she'll be by to say goodbye, but we're not going to have all day to talk to her, so I thought I'd report. Now you know.
Sure, she'll have. It's hard to get a word in edgewise around Roberta. She just goes.
Mm-hmm.
Wind her up and let her go. Goodbye tour.
So this is one of those stories. I love it.
Okay.
You hear about it from time to time. It's fantastic.
What could this be?
A 19-year-old woman named Remington Williams was a dishwasher at Chipotle in North Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Okay. 19. Washing dishes.
Get yourself a little job.
Last month, she was working when a modeling agent named Tanny Foreman was eating there and saw her. You see where this is going?
Oh, wow.
Tanny says, quote, she was wearing this uniform, lugging around huge trays and washing dishes. But when I see a potential model, I can tell really quickly and I can see their face if they've got what it takes. And she had it.
Oh.
She approached Remington and asked her if she was interested in modeling. She was.
Of course she was. She's a dishwasher.
I'm washing dishes over here at the Chipotle.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, but I mean, what would you rather do? Be a model or wash dishes at Chipotle? You do what you got to do in life, and if you can do the modeling, you do that.
Did you model?
I did very little modeling.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't. Didn't really have the full body for it. Yeah. Let me
you
go
need
get the
small
pictures.
Boobs. Oh, yeah. You got some pictures?
No, not of me, of the girl.
Oh.
I wasn't tall enough.
Get
my
the
boobs
pictures
were
of you.
Too big. I'll be right back.
What's the girl's name again?
Remington.
She's got a
Williams.
Model name. That's a good name for a model. She'll just be Remington.
Anyway, she approached Remington, asked her if she was interested in modeling. She was, and it looks like she was born to do it because less than a month later, she's walking the runway at New York Fashion Week.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
those
rings.
Let's see pictures of that girl.
Wow, no makeup.
So these are like the before pictures?
She's not really my type, but she's good looking.
She has one of those faces.
Sort of that sunken.
Yeah, kind of a heroin chic. Uh-huh. And she has like really wide set eyes and a beautiful arch to her eyebrows.
Since that first gig, she's done London Fashion Week, Milan Fashion Week, and now Paris Fashion Week.
That is amazing.
In
where'd you say she lives?
Austin, right?
North Austin, Texas. In a span of 1 month, she went from washing dishes at Chipotle to being a top model.
This is, it's incredible. What a story. She's lovely. I mean, she is a pretty girl, but pretty in kind of like a severe depressed way.
How, you know what? How rad for her that she was willing to wash dishes to make money when most people would say, I'm too good for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Got to make your mortgage or your rent or your... buy your food or
whatever.
Whatever.
Or buy nose rings.
We need money to live.
It's a National Coffee Day, and there are lots of places giving out coffee. Krispy Kreme will give you one free coffee
a
day all weekend.
Oh, my God. Bring some donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts is... what?
What? I'm sorry. What? Did you just ask Krispy Kreme for donuts?
I didn't.
That's a great idea.
That's not what I did.
Vinny, you're so smart. Krispy Kreme. Listen to Vinny.
Dunkin' Donuts is doing a buy one. What'd you say?
What?
Dunkin' Donuts is doing a buy one, get one free today.
Oh, that's nice.
McDonald's will give you a free coffee if you get their app.
Oh. Well, I, for one, think every day should be coffee day. I love coffee. It's the happiest moment of my day when I take that first sip of a hot cup of coffee. Mmm. Just like feel it waking you up. It's coffee. I love you so much.
How about a fast pack?
I love a fast pack, Vinny. Not as much as coffee.
If you wanted to buy the parts in an iPhone back in 1991, it would have cost approximately $12.66 million.
Oh my God.
And that's not even including the camera or screen.
Oh wow. So you're telling me these phones, we're getting a bargain on these phones. That's funny.
It is funny. One out of every 2 million lobsters is blue. One in 30 million is yellow orange color. And one in 50 million is white.
Oh, that albino one we saw
just
recently.
Tell us about a white lobster.
Which lobster color do you think is the tastiest, Sarah?
They're all the same. I'll eat them all. I don't think I've ever seen a blue one or orange, yellow, or white.
You wouldn't drool like 30% more over a blue lobster?
I wouldn't. And I wonder if you drop a blue lobster and if it still turns red. Because they're not that color when they're alive. You've seen a live lobster.
I have.
They turn that beautiful red.
What goes through your head when you see a lobster? Are you like, I'm going to snap your head right off and just eat you up?
You don't have to take their head off.
Oh.
I think, someone boil some water.
Oh, really? That's what you think?
Lobster.
I'll never forget the time the restaurant was called, I'm pretty sure it was Aqua, which used to be a really good restaurant here in town. And I'm there on a date and I order the lobster and it comes back and they'd broken him in half and stood him straight up looking at me in the plate. And I just went to the person, you have to take that back and get rid of the face on that thing. Don't even bring that part of it back. Right. Just bring me the tail.
Well, and the claws. The best meat's in the knuckles of the claws.
No, just bring me that. I didn't.
Oh, boy.
No, thank you. But that,
you needed me to be at that table.
That?
Lots of people.
Look
that's how
right
they do it.
Me.
Looks, they set the body up on there, right?
A lot of people want the whole body.
But I want the whole body. I want to pick that thing apart. So good.
You were talking about Elon Musk's mom, so I guess I should bring him up, too.
Yeah. I posted the picture, by the way, on the Human TV Instagram. Oh.
Thank you, Human.
Let me see what Human's up to.
This is Human and Mae Musk, his supermodel mom.
Yeah, she's a cover girl, 69.
69 years old, and she's a new face of cover girl. One of the new faces.
I can't get this thing. You know what? I got to turn the Wi-Fi off.
Yeah,
Don't bother with it.
Here, take a look.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, there's
all me. Snuggled up. Did you take liberties?
No, I'm super respectful around her.
Are you standing in front of the tent that Elon was hiding in that photo?
No, that was a private off there. Sorry.
Oh, it was? I'm sorry.
Oh, oops. Really?
That was a private off the air story, Sarah.
It's very difficult for me to sort these things out.
It sure is.
Just delete that from the final.
Looks like
broadcast.
He's standing in front of a really fancy sports car, actually.
You're familiar with that sports car, aren't you?
It looks like a Lamborghini, is it?
Yeah, it's a Lamborghini.
Oh,
you, wait.
It wasn't a Tesla?
Yeah, you're not near a Tesla?
It was a Super Bowl party, and I think Lamborghini was one of the sponsors.
Oh.
Just kind of have to roll with it.
Well, you look lovely next to her. I mean, the two of you look lovely together.
You two are a sharp couple.
Yeah. Thanks. So, Elon Musk, what's my boyfriend doing?
SpaceX CEO Elon Musk unveiled plans to travel to the moon and Mars at a space industry conference yesterday.
So exciting. Thank you for everything, Elon.
He's also saying that he plans to travel long distances here on Earth much more quickly with rockets. How would you like to do most long distance trips in just 30 minutes?
Yeah. I would like that very much. You don't even have to make the chairs comfortable if the flight's only 30 minutes.
Musk proposed using SpaceX's forthcoming mega rocket, codenamed Big Bleeping Rocket.
Oh.
I can't say the...
BFR.
BFR.
Nice.
For short. To lift a massive spaceship into orbit around the Earth. And the ship would then settle down on floating landing pads near major cities. How do you like it?
I think it's great.
You do?
I do. Okay. He also announced that he's going to do 2 transport drops to Mars in 2022. Like, he wants to put supply cartons there so that when we do start, you know, he wants to colonize Mars. I love this guy.
You know, when he, have you seen Prometheus?
Yes.
You have. So, yeah. You know the really old guy that is there?
I guess.
And he's the guy who funds the whole mission.
Oh,
and,
yeah, okay.
And he's so creepy. Like, is that going to be Elon Musk in
50
years?
Well, like, listen.
Somehow,
you know,
kept alive through
live
technology.
Live forever, Elon. And then... Live forever. You're a visionary, you're a dreamer, and you're the savior of humanity. We need to get a little colony going elsewhere in the solar system, people. I mean, you know, it can't last forever. We need to spread out. Or humanity could just die off.
I can see why someone who's made this their life's work wants to live long enough to see it come to reality, but...
You know. Keep working. Busy like a beaver, Elon. Oh, God, I love that guy.
What do you think of the idea of fixing Earth?
I love that idea.
I like
if
that
If only we could do that. Okay. Can we do that? Can we all agree that, like, we're effing this place up? Can
have
we
have a good attitude, would ya? We could do it.
Really? Can we?
Yes.
Because I heard that the cutoff date for doing that was like back when Obama was president. That's what I heard.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys.
Yep.
Here's some stuff. 408 says, LOL, Vin headbutted Yuzi's boobs. There was no face shaking once there. She jumped. It's like I goosed her. I didn't mean to, but she like jumped out.
I did? Ugh.
Vinny won a game with a pretty good prize this morning.
I mean, I scored, but I think I ruined it when I pulled her in. My bad.
I didn't realize I jumped. It did surprise me, but I didn't realize I jumped. Sorry.
Oh.
Did I cheat you?
No.
Should we go in for another one? Just to make good?
You know what? It was a really nice prize. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to be greedy. Len Wiseman is a local from Fremont.
Oh. Director of the Underworld movies and going to be directing the...
Oh.
Was it the remake of...
Die Hard?
Or not the remake, like prequel and sequel together? Young and old?
Yeah.
Gina Roland's son directed The Notebook, and it's been on TBS a lot lately.
Oh.
Hey, Gina has Olive listed on her wiki page.
Why wouldn't she? The first ever full-length movie shot on a cell phone. By Hooman.
And Pat.
Yep. I can't believe no one's ever seen that movie.
Me neither.
I can't believe you wouldn't kiss Pat.
Why can't you believe that?
I'm just hung up on it. I mean...
Because you are so attracted to Pat?
Well, I do think Pat's a handsome guy, but I mean, here
I'm
you are.
I'm not saying he's not handsome. Just
ruining
because I think
John's
someone's
chance
handsome.
To sleep with Marianne.
Oh my God.
Because
he's
you
got
won't
no chance.
Do...
Marianne would never sleep with him.
She might.
Please.
Don't they wrestle a lot?
They do. Well, he wrestles with her, and she just like kicks him and gets him off of her. Every time John gets a couple drinks in him, he loves Marianne so much. He's always like, let me try on your jacket. Let me try on your jacket? Everything. Let me see if I'm stronger than you. It's all about Marianne. I'm always just like, oh my God. I'm like watching this happen. Thank God she keeps saying no, I guess.
Weird.
I don't know. It is weird. Loves her. He loves my other friend Heather too. He's always like, Heather, let's run away to Costa Rica together. I'm like, I'm right here. And Heather's husband's like, I am too.
So you keep an eye on those two when they're together then?
Whatever.
All right.
Anything.
Do you stay up or do you go to bed when
they're
still there?
I go to bed. They're fine.
All right.
I trust my girlfriends.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to do some music, but we do have a visit from Roberto Gonzalez coming up. So she's just going to be, we'll let her bust in whenever she wants. But there's some great new releases, the new Miley Cyrus, new Demi Lovato, new Primus, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.